الحمد لله الحمد لله الكريم المنان الذي أعزنا بالإسلام وأكرمنا بالإيمان. الحمد لله, all praises for Allah, the one who is kind and the one who gives and is generous. الحمد لله الذي أعزنا بالإسلام, all praises for Allah, the one who has honored us with al-Islam. الحمد لله الذي أكرمنا بالإيمان, all praises for Allah, the one who blessed us with al-Iman. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. يسبح له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحميد. All praises for Allah, the one whom everything in the earth and everything's in the heavens praise Him and glorify Him. He is Al-Malik, He is the King and the Owner. He is Al-Quddus, the one who is sacred. He is Al-Aziz, the Great, the Magnificent. He is Al-Hakim, the All-Wise. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ الْمَبْعُوثَ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipper and his messenger, the one who was sent as a mercy for all of mankind. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi at-tayyibin wa ashabihi al-mukramin wa jami'a atba'ihi ila yawmiddin. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Ikhwatul iman, this great day, the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr, which comes after the great month of Ramadan, the month in which the Muslims, they strive, they worship, they pray Qiyam, they fast for the sake of Allah. تقبل الله منا ومنكم. May Allah accept from us and accept from you. And then after this great month of worship and striving is a joyous day, in which those who worshipped Allah and they were obedient to Allah, they celebrate and they rejoice. And on this day we remember our Lord Jalla fil Ula. Everything which you see around you, the trees and the sky and the sun and the moon and the mountains and the water, the birds and the animals, and you as well, your creation, all of it is a sign showing us the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So creation in its magnificence proves to us the creator who is more magnificent, more greater. And if Allah Jalla fil Ula, He is the only one who created everything, then He is the only one who is deserving of our worship. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, He is Allah, He is alone. Allahu samad. Allah is not in need of anybody, anything. Everything is in need of Allah. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Allah did not give birth, nor was He given birth to. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفْوًا أَحَدْ. And nothing is comparable to Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Wallahu Akbar, Wallillahi alhamd. If Allah Jalla fi'ula, if He created all of creation, and He organized all of creation, and He is Al-Razzaq, Al-Malik Al-Mutasarrif, He is the provider, He is the controller, He is the changer, He is the one who owns, then He is the one who knows that which benefits us. If Allah is our creator, then He knows what is good for the creation. And Allah said in the Quran, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Does Allah not know what He has created? And He is Al-Latif and He is Al-Khabir. He is the kind and gentle one, and He is all informed. And for this reason, the religion of Islam and all of the rulings of Islam, it has come in order to benefit us. Benefit us in this dunya and benefit us in the akhirah. Look at the five great pillars of al-Islam. The second of them is as-salah. The salah, the prayer. When a person prays, he strengthens his relationship with his Lord Jalla fil Ula. When he turns to his Lord and stands in front of Him, he feels closeness to Allah. When a person stands in front of his Lord he feels comfort in his heart and tranquility in his mind and his soul. So the one who does not pray, then he does not have these feelings of comfort in standing in front of Allah and tranquility in being alone with Allah. Consider the third pillar of Islam, az-zakah, and the great benefits of az-zakah and how it brings a Muslim ummah together and it fulfills brotherhood, the brotherhood of the ummah, and how we care for the poor. The one who is rich, he gives to the one who does not have. The one who is full, he gives to the one who is hungry. The one who is clothed, he gives to the one who does not have clothing. And this is without any showing off. Consider the fourth great pillar of Al-Islam, As-Siyam, and the lessons it teaches a person, and how it cultivates a person upon patience, and upon thanking the blessings of Allah, of appreciating food and drink, and caring for the poor. Consider the fifth pillar of Al-Islam, Al-Hajj, and how the Muslims come together in submission to Allah, united in a single place, with the same clothing, a single ummah, visiting the same places, the same direction. So all of these pillars of Islam, they show us the benefits that Islam brings to a person, and that Islam is built upon rahmah, it is built upon mercy, and it is based upon compassion, and is built upon gentleness and leniency and justice. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Wallahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Ayyuhal ibad, ayyuhal mu'minun, our religion, the religion of Islam, it is a religion of mercy, rahmah, it is a religion of compassion, a religion of justice. It is not the religion of barbarity, it is not the religion of violence. That which we see every day and we hear every day and every week, bombings and killings, the killings of innocent children, innocent teenagers, the disregard for the old, the disregard for the religious, regardless of whether they are Muslims or non-Muslims, then none of this is from Al-Islam. Islam came to protect the bodies of the people. Consider how Allah has made the tayyibat, everything which is good and pure, permissible for the people. Allah said, وَكُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. Eat from the good things, eat from the pure things, and do righteous deeds. Why? To protect our bodies. Consider how everything which is harmful to a person's body, Allah has made haram. Why? To protect a person's body. Consider how Allah has forbidden the shedding of blood, any innocent blood, it is not permitted for a person to take. Consider how Islam has forbidden transgression. Consider how Islam has even forbidden the statements of the tongues which abuse or harm a person. Why? To protect the bodies of the people. Also, Islam came to protect the intellects of humanity, of creation. So Allah orders us to use our intellect and to ponder with our intellect, to contemplate and think with our intellect, and consider how He has forbidden every single thing which, and every single substance which intoxicates the intellect or weakens the intellect. Why? To protect the intellect of the people. Consider how Islam has come to protect the lineage of the people. So Islam encourages us upon marriage and has legislated marriage. Why? To protect our lineage. And Islam has forbidden zina and anything which brings a person close to zina, so the lineage of a person is not corrupted. Consider how Islam protects the wealth of the people, that Allah has encouraged us to earn that which is halal and stay away from that which is haram, and stay away from riba because it contains oppression towards the people, and stay away from cheating and stealing, and how Allah has encouraged us to give in charity and give to the poor. Why? To protect the wealth of the people. So all of this shows us the great mercy of Islam and how Islam has come to protect the bodies of the people, the hearts and the souls of the people, the wealth, the lineage, the honor of the people, the family structure. This is Al-Islam, the religion of mercy. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah called him Rahmatan lil Alameen, as a mercy towards mankind. and he was passionate and focused on the guidance of every single person. Anas radiallahu anhu narrates, he said, "Kana ghulaman yahudiyun yakhdimu an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam," that a young boy who was Jewish, he used to serve and aid and work for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Famarida dhata yawm," and then one day he became ill. "Fa'atahu an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'uduhu," so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to visit him in his house. Consider a young boy, a Jew from the Jews, when he becomes ill, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visits him. "Faqa'ada 'inda ra'sihi," so the Prophet sat near his head, and then he said, "Ya fulan aslim," he said, "Oh so and so, accept al-Islam." A young Jewish boy, he becomes ill, the Prophet visits him, he says to him, "Oh fulan, accept al-Islam." "Fanadhara ila abihi," so this young boy, he looked at his father, who was also a Jew, scared of what his father would say. And then his father said, "Ati' Abul Qasim," obey Abul Qasim, obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Faaslama dhalika al-ghulam al-yahudi," so that young Jewish boy, he accepted al-Islam. Why? Because of the compassion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the mercy and the passion of the Prophet towards the guidance of the people. It is narrated, Anas said, the Prophet left the house and he kept repeating, "Alhamdulillahi alladhi anqadahu minan nar." All praises for Allah, the one who has saved this boy from the fire. "Alhamdulillahi alladhi anqadahu minan nar." So look, the compassion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even towards a young Jewish boy. Some of the people, they came to the Prophet, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates in Sahih Muslim, and they said, Ya Rasulullah, ud'u ala al-mushrikeen, O Messenger of Allah, supplicate against the mushrikeen. Meaning, make dua that Allah sends punishment upon the mushrikeen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Inni lam ub'ath la'anan, innama bu'ithtu rahmatan." He said, "I was not sent to insult the people. I was not sent to curse the people, to send la'na upon the people. Innama bu'ithtu rahmatan. I was only sent as a form of mercy to the people." And from the teachings of Islam, which show mercy and compassion, is how Allah has forbidden the violating of sacred blood. Whoever it is, man or woman, Muslim or non-Muslim, as long as the blood is innocent and sacred, then we are not allowed to violate it. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Lan yazala al-mu'minu fi fushatin min dinihi ma lam yasib daman haraman," that a believer will always remain within the realms of his religion, will always remain within the boundaries of his religion, as long as he does not violate the blood which is sacred. And Allah said in the Quran, "Wala ta'tadu, inna Allah la yuhibbul mu'tadin." Do not transgress, because Allah does not like those who transgress. From the teachings of Islam, which show compassion, is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us to abuse our wealth, each other's wealth, and to oppress each other in our wealth, and to cheat each other in our wealth. And Allah said, "Wala ta'kulu amwalakum bainakum bil batin." Do not consume your wealth amongst each other based upon oppression. Ayyuhal ikhwa, this which has been mentioned, these are examples from the mercy of Islam and how Islam comes to safeguard the interests of the people and safeguard the society in which the people live. Yes, there is jihad. Yes, it is legislated with its conditions, with its guidelines, just like any country has armed forces and any country has a ministry of defense. And like this, al-Islam, it has jihad. But that which we see around us, from the killing of the young and the teenagers and the old, the men and the women, it is not from al-Islam. And Islam did not bring this. Rather, Islam came to fulfill the rights and the responsibilities. And we as Muslims, we have to fulfill the rights which are upon us. So our Muslim brothers and sisters, the Ummah, whether it is local or international, we have a right amongst each other. We have to care for each other, show compassion towards each other, have mercy for each other, like a single body. like a single ummah. And the non-Muslims, they have a right upon us. And we have to fulfill this right. And our families have a right upon us. We have to fulfill this right. Society has a right upon us. We have to fulfill the right. The non-Muslims have a right upon us. We have to fulfill their rights. اِعْتِي كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ. Fulfill the rights of every person who has a right upon you. My brothers, we end also with an appeal that our masjid, this masjid also has a right upon you. This masjid in which we come and congregate, and by the permission of Allah, our dunya and our akhirah is rectified. The masjid which cares for us and our children, and the costs which are involved with the masjid, the right upon us is that we donate to the masjid, we give towards the masjid, and we fulfill its right. My brothers and sisters, fulfill the rights which are upon you. You are Muslims. Before your words, you are Muslims with your actions. Every single person amongst us is a da'i. Every single person is a caller to Islam. Either with your actions or with your words, but with your words, but you are a caller to al-Islam. Fulfill your responsibility in the society. Fulfill your role within the masjid. Every single person has a role to play. My brothers and sisters, on this joyous day of Al-Eid, I wish you on behalf of Muhammadi Masjid a blessed Eid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our righteous actions of Ramadan. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma dhill al-shirka wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma ighfir lana fi hadha al-yawm. Allahumma ighfir lana fi hadha al-yawm al-kareem. Allahumma kaffir anna sayyi'at. Warfa' lana al-darajat. اللهم اكتبنا مع الفائزين اللهم اكتبنا مع الفائزين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم رحمن اللهم ارحمنا برحمتك اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو واعف عنا اللهم اغفر لنا للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات والمحسنين والمحسنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم